The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The sharks are turning on themselves. That's pretty much what's happening in the Democrat Party right now. The sharks are turning on each other. They're starting to attack their own. Okay, they've always kind of done that. They're just doing it a lot right now. I'm shocked it took this long. There is so many failures in the Democrat Party, and I'm not talking just philosophies. Clearly, they're wrong in so many ways. But over the years, they did something that the Republicans have done at times to their detriment. But they've been doing something for a while, and obviously they were very short-sighted, and that is, you take something that is working. It's kind of a nuclear option. You take something that's working and you go full bore. You're happy just to have the immediate wins and being short-sighted in where that's all going. And what they've done is continue to segregate and segregate, playing identity politics, telling everybody they're a victim. Well, their philosophies are failed or flawed anyways, and they're going to fail. So when you take people and you tell them, listen, you're a victim because fill in the blank. Because you're black, because you're a woman, because you're transgender, because you're gay, because, and you just go down the list like this. It works to get those people rallied. But a lot of those people do not agree with each other. And you end up with this loose group of people supporting each other. Just because they're looking for the immediate win for themselves. But at some point, it's going to fall apart. And that's what's happening now. They've taken the identity politics, telling everybody that they're a victim to the nth degree, and it's starting to fall apart. Nancy Pelosi has been on the hot seat for a while. And now, members of her party in the House of Representatives are outwardly, openly calling for her to be gone. You know what that takes? To call for the majority leader or the minority leader in your party in the House of Representatives to get the boot, you're slitting your own throat. You're limiting your own power in the House of Representatives. People don't understand this. You don't go to Congress and get to pass legislation. You don't go, I'm representing the 17th District of Virginia, and I'm going to introduce legislation, and I'm going to negotiate and talk about these and conversate with my fellow congressmen and say, let's get this done, representing the people. No, you go in there and you have to kiss a lot of ass of the people running your party or you will not get anything done. In fact, it's just the opposite. Your own party, if you're doing the party principles, if you're working on those principles, but not sucking up to them and their agenda, will destroy you. That's the dirty little secret of the House of Representatives. And that's what's going on. When you see people outwardly saying, Nancy got to go, they're limiting their own power. Or they think they have a real chance at giving her the boot, in which case they get more power. And that's the little game you play. Everyone's looking for a coup always. They really are. Almost everybody in the House of Representatives is looking for a coup that will benefit them. The trick, though, is to know when you go full bore on the coup. As much as they're all walking around going, all right, Chris Cruz, Representative Cruz, we'll work on this piece of legislation. You on board? Good. All right, then we'll go ahead and get Representative Cal. We'll get Representative Kirk. We'll see if they do. Oh, wait a minute. Representative Kirk's being a real douche recently. Let's not bring him in this because he's got this. They're doing that about legislation, but they're doing it even more about themselves, about each other. It's a constant, how can we all move up the food chain and grow our own power? So when Representative Tim Ryan from Eastern Ohio, Youngstown area, says that the Democrats' brand is worse than Donald Trump's, and therefore Nancy Pelosi has to go in the House. When Kathleen Rice, the Democrat from New York, says, quote, the time for Pelosi's leadership has come and gone. When Representative Seth Moulton of Massachusetts says the Ossoff race better be a wake-up call for Democrats, business as usual isn't working, time to stop rehashing 2016 and talk about the future. We need a genuinely new message, the serious jobs plan that reaches Americans, and a bigger tent. She's done. Number one, they have a problem. I mean, a huge problem of branding. That they don't know if they're going to be successful in a year and a half at the midterms, and certainly not in 2020. It's pretty bad. How does that affect everything else? Well, it's like a lot of the other stuff we talk about. It's a matter of how it's played. There's an opportunity here for Republicans to say, okay, let's do things a little differently. And I mean, it's an opportunity for conservatives to say, let's do some things differently. As you know, we've discussed a lot recently that this stuff isn't working. We marched, we made phone calls, we did all of this. And certainly that helped get rid of Obama and keep Hillary out of the White House. Sure, it helped put more Republicans in the House of Representatives and take the Senate. But what are those dirtbags doing with that power? Have they repealed Obamacare? Are they really planning on repealing Obamacare? No, they're not. What have they done? Trump with the Supreme Court pick, solid. The rest of it has been meh at best and absolutely wrong at worst. So just giving the Republicans power isn't working. Paul Ryan is a disaster. All of this is an opportunity for us to say, hey, liberal, what up? What's going on? What's your motivation in this thing? What are you looking at? You really want to help people, huh? Well, so do we. Can you give us the benefit of the doubt? We'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Now let's find some common ground on this stuff. Well, not compromise. There is an opportunity here. There's an opportunity for libertarians to finally take a leadership role. Shocking that they haven't already. But this is a greater opportunity. So yesterday, Nancy Pelosi is giving a conversation, speechifying on the loss of the Georgia 6th District in Ossoff. They start asking her about her leadership skills. And here's what she had to say.
So you want me to sing my praises? Is that what you're saying? Why should I? Well, I'm a master legislator. I am a strategic, politically astute leader. I am leadership is recognized by many around the country, and that is why I'm able to attract the support that I do, which is essential to our election, sad to say. I'm very pleased at the cooperation that we're doing, working with all the social media and small donor community to change how we communicate, but also how we attract resources, intellectual and financial, to the party. I have experience in winning the Congress when...
And she's so modest. She is so modest. Amazingly humble. That's probably her best skill. I'm shocked she didn't speak about that for like a half an hour or so. I'm a master legislator. You know, I'm a master talk show host. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, you are?
I am a master talk show host.
Well,
I'm recognized for my skills around the country.
I'm a master editor.
Are you?
Yes.
Interesting. Master producer?
Yes.
How do you come out and say those things? You don't know they're going to play wrong? Is she that delusional?
Oh,
is she that senile?
Come on. Not
is she
senile.
Drunk?
I think it's all delusional.
Just having been institutionalized in D.C. for so long?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Kirk, you got the buzzer. Let me hear the buzzer. Ready? Okay, play Nancy again. We're going to drop these in. Ready? We're going to go ahead and start.
So you want me to sing my praises? Is that what you're saying? Why should I? Well, I'm a master legislator. I am a strategic, politically astute leader. I am leadership is recognized by many around the country, and that is why I'm able to attract the support that I do.
She can't even speak at the press conference. I'm a master legislator and a...
I'm a master in disguise.
I'm...
Damn it, where are those talking points I'm supposed to? Bob, I told you to have what I'm good at, because I don't know what I'm good at, so please, write those out for me. Did you see what's
she really believes that stuff, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. But did you see this?
No.
Their aides, Nancy Pelosi's aides, sent out a massive email with supported tweets for social media.
What do you mean?
So they tweeted, like, they told all the representatives, their allies, they said, hey, can you tweet something, for example, like 23 million are about to lose their health care?
Oh, okay.
Just... why are we blasting our most effective fighter? Hashtag stand with Nancy.
So she's trying to rally the thing?
She's trying to rally the troops, but if you go into the hashtag stand with Nancy, it is not so good.
She's one of the leaders in the party, and even with Obama in the White House and having a huge successful rating in the power of the bully pulpit, they lost in 2010 and have never recovered.
No.
That's 6 years. Now going on to the seventh with these other races that are, you know, the special races, special election.
Midterm, special.
Right. Yeah. Just continue to fail. And that's just in the House of Representatives I'm talking about. That's been her leadership.
Yeah.
So they're right. I mean, she's got to go. You're not getting it done, Nancy. Within the party, forget, you know, ideology. She's not getting the job done. But she really believes that she is a super genius. I mean, I'm a master legislator, recognized for my skills and leadership skills. What is a master legislator? Is that an official designation?
It is for her.
I'm a great legislator. No. I'm a master level. So people come to her and go, sensei.
Do they have to bow?
I think they do.
Isn't that cultural appropriation?
Master legislator, sensei. Teach me, Nancy, teach me. So when she left the press conference, I'll bet she was walking down the hall going, master legislator. Nancy Pelosi, master legislator. You know what this is like? Nance E. Pelosi, master legislator. Nance E. Pelosi, super genius.
Wile E. Coyote, super genius. I like the way that rolls out. Wile E. Coyote, super genius. Wile E. Coyote. Super genius.
Nancy Pelosi. Super genius.
Wow.
Do you think her husband has to call her master legislator?
Oh, no. That's another pet name. She gives him another pet name.
Oh, something like that?
Does she have to wear the belt as well?
Oh, you think so? Like the WWE belt that says Master Legislator, something like that. I'm wondering what... There's got to be some ceremonial garb that comes with it, right? A belt, a robe.
Have we seen a piece of clothing or accessories that
something
she wears?
Something added on a regular...
On a regular basis.
Or a tiara. Is there a scepter?
Scarf.
Maybe a spear or something that comes
Wonder
with it?
Wonder Woman wears
the bracelets.
Bracelet, so... Can we check her arms for some bracelets?
All right. Tell us what you're learning along the way today with the hashtag What I Learned Today. Got your Friday leftovers just over an hour from right now.
You are listening to the smooth sounds of the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
On the Blaze Radio Network!
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.
Okay, the Senate Republicans have released their version of the American Health Care Act. Womp, womp, womp. It makes the House version, oh, okay. It makes me go like, wow, okay, the House version.
I don't
wow,
think
that's
supposed
well.
To work.
How's what?
I don't think that's how it's supposed to work.
No, it's not. It's not supposed to work at all.
I'm new to all this, so.
Especially when, you know, over the last 8 years, we're like, hey, repeal Obamacare. We didn't say, it became repeal. It was repeal Obamacare. Then it was repeal and replace. But the idea behind repeal and replace was, hey, you can't go to the American people that are liberal and supported Obamacare and maybe some of those that are getting free crap now and go, just repeal it because it won't sell well. You got to have your own other plan. Well, what they should have said was repeal and repeal and replace with free market. They should have done something like that and then explained it and used that as a teachable moment. They did not. They just started saying repeal and replace. And the replace became replace with something almost as bad. Why would they do this? Why would the Republicans say, we're going to go with this plan? Why would President Trump? I don't think this is about ideology. For some, sure. There are the Lindsey Grahams, hey y'all, the progressive Republicans, the John McCains, hey y'all. But most of them, I think, are going along with this because of politics. They're either getting something from somebody, the lobbyists, likely, and second of all, they think they can win with it. So if they think they can win with it, see, we'll satisfy you people on the right. We repealed Obamacare. It's good marketing. Even though when you know, in the know, what's really there, you're like, you didn't repeal it. You repealed part of it and put in your own crap. But for people on the left, they get to say, we fixed it. And don't worry, we're still giving you your free crap. I think that's what they're doing here.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because they're taking for granted all of the people on the right who said, repeal Obamacare. I don't think they realize most people on the right are pretty informed. Now, there are a lot of them that are the tea drinkers when it comes to, Kool-Aid drinkers when it comes to President Trump. A lot of them are just, all right, whatever Trump says, fine, I supported him and that's fine. I mean, we've already seen that. That's the split in the party. So maybe they'll win with that. But most people on the right are pretty informed about this stuff. It offers a Planned Parenthood. This is just the Senate version, which is not the final version. They're going to begin discussing it officially on the floor next week. And then they'll put it together. Then they'll reconcile it with the House bill and end up with, you know, one bill between them. Theirs is fairly similar to the House bill. It just doesn't go as far as the House bill in repealing Obamacare. So they have a banning of funding for Planned Parenthood. And you go, oh, okay, but it's only for a year. Why?
Is this like a trial run? Let's see how it works.
Okay, good. Women didn't die in the streets. Let's go ahead and do that a little longer.
Because you can't pull the plug, right?
What,
can you just pull the plug?
Yes, you could. You could.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you could just say we're not doing it. I mean, the only reason you do a 1 year, it's not even a 5 year, it's 1 year. The only reason you do that is to tell the people on the right, ban Planned Parenthood. And then the people on the left, no, it's only for a year. It's going to come back. That's the only reason you do this, is to play the sides. I don't want that. In fact, that pisses me off even more. Because you're messing around. Yeah, just do it.
Because you know they're listening to you. Because they were able to.
They know. Yeah, you know they know.
They know they
but they're
know.
Not doing what they have to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's even like a slap in the face.
It's the loophole is what it is. It's you're dealing with your kids where they find a loophole. You know, okay, technically you're right. I followed the letter of what you said, but not the spirit of what you said. We did. We got rid of funding for Planned Parenthood.
For a year.
Yeah, but you know what I meant. Forever. But we got rid of Planned Parenthood.
For a year.
Right. That's what. Years I was like 17 and I'd been out. You come down to breakfast Saturday morning and my dad goes, how late were you out last night? And I go, it's like 4:30. He goes, can you get in a little bit earlier? I'm like, all right, sure. Same scene the next day, Sunday morning. How late were you out last night? I go, I don't know, like 3:30. She goes, I thought I asked you to come in earlier. I said, the night before I was like 4:30. So I did. And he goes,
technically you did.
Right. He looks at me and he goes, all right. He knew that he wasn't specific enough. He was just like, okay, you're done in a year. I'm out.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
No, I'm just trying to find on Twitter, though. I didn't mean to be egotistical. I'm not Nancy Pelosi here.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're kind of being like Nancy Pelosi.
No. I'm trying to come up with the hashtag here. I can't even come up with the hashtag. I'm not going to come up with the name. Think about that. I can't even come up with the hashtag for it.
That's right.
So I'm trying to come up with names for my son. My wife is pregnant, 14, whatever week, something like that. And we already know it's a boy. And we're trying to come up with a good name. So then I was like, hey, I can't come up with anything, and what she's coming up with so far ain't be working. So,
is that weird enough?
I don't know, weird? What do you mean?
Okay. You got some weird names for your kids.
That's true.
So, not weird enough?
No, it just got to work enough, the whole thing. So I just use hashtag name Doc Son there if you got a suggestion.
Like, I couldn't
even come up with the hashtag.
You know, this audience is... No, I don't think you want to ask a name from this audience. From what I've
seen. You're right. That's true. I just tweeted it, too. I should have stopped. You're right.
From what I've seen of what I learned today.
I'm not sure they're going to take it serious.
I don't think they're going to take it seriously either.
You know, for a split second, I was like, maybe they'll come up with something good. No, they'll be 99%.
See, this is why I'm here for you. I'm here to.
I should have thought this one through a little bit better.
To help you out if it's a good idea or bad idea, but it's too late. It's been 27 seconds since it's out.
It's out there. It's too late now. Snake Bliskin, that's going to be one of the ones people come up with.
What's the other one? McBody?
Sonny McSunface. Bodie McBoatface. Sonny McSunface. Done. We just got it. No need to tweet.
No, because
that's what everybody does online. You're right. I should know better. Well, this isn't just online. This is the audience here. This is our audience.
Okay.
And, you know, people
Here's
understand.
The first one.
Oh, shoot.
Docky McDuckface, obviously.
There it is. Dirtbags. Now, I knew as I was doing it, I'm like, okay, 90-some percent of them are going to be like goof, and that's fine. But I thought maybe they'll be Docky McDuckface.
What is Docky McDuckface?
I figured there'd be at least
good job,
one
Moxie
in there somewhere
Mom.
That would be...
Good job, Maximon. Literally, you were the first one to suggest... The best suggestion. I think we should stop right
just
there.
Just delete.
No, don't delete. No, just take that one suggestion. Ducky McDuckface.
You know, we need to have a way to put an end on hashtags where you can say you can only use this for a certain period of time. So when you get the winner, you're just like, okay, that's it. You can't beat this one. Done. My oldest son's name is Tiger.
Yes.
That's his given name.
Yes, I know.
He's a little judgmental there, a little...
Oh, yes, because, like, I don't get it. Tiger.
My last name is Thompson.
Okay.
Name a name. Pick a name. Just pick any guy's name that
okay.
is more...
Robert.
More. Yes. You know how many Robert Thompsons there are? 500 billion within a square mile of here. I'm serious. There are anything, but Thompson is, well, traditionally, now not with all the Hispanics taking over America, but traditionally.
Whoa. Shots fired.
Well, no, I added like Rodriguez and Gonzalez are like
there's
10 or 15 now.
Those guys are.
Right. It was always like.
I don't know what they're doing, but.
But
like,
they're
damn.
Out there. Yeah. It's called birth control. No, Smith, Jones, you know, these were like some of the biggest white.
Mm-hmm. Smith.
Yeah. So I just said Smith, Jones. Who are you, Cal? Smith, Jones, White. Thompson was always like top 10, 15 names or whatever.
You're the first Thompson that I know.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's really common. I don't run into that many for it being on the list, but there are just so many. So I was like, okay, we got to come up with something a little bit different. So we went down all kinds of things. There's just nothing that doesn't sound kind of odd. So we put it out there. Now Tiger's just accepted, but he goes by Ty at times too. So at least it's...
Tiger spelled just like normal?
Exact. Do you know why I did that?
Why?
because his mom, who spells her last name, it's a normal average woman name, mm-hmm. spells it a little bit funky and hates when people screw it up. And I'm like, what are you getting ticked off for? So she says, should we spell it with a Y? And I go, do you want him to spend his whole life doing what you do, being ticked off? That they're spelling it wrong?
That is true.
There's a bit of a character flaw on her part. But anyway, so I go, it's just tired. Now, Cubby is a nickname.
Yeah, because a lot of people are asking what is Cubby's real name so they can try to help you out.
That's not going to help me out any. They know what's coming with that, too. So we called him Cubby in utero, right? He's a little cubby bear. And I told my wife, I said, you know you're just going to call him Cubby because you're calling him that already. So come up with something that Cubby's a nickname for, or just go with Cubby. I was fine with that. It's not the best name, but whatever. Okay. And she came up with a name. This was her suggestion. And I was like, okay. I went along with it for one main reason. But I said, you're going to call him Cubby still. No. His given name is Jetson. Jet. The Jetson thing is, I'm aware of the cartoon. I get that. Yeah. But I was like, okay, if you go with Jetson, and she wouldn't go with just Jet. And I said, okay, got to be Jetson. I'll go along with it because he can have his initials. If we give him an E middle name, which we did, will also be Jet. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of cool. And I was like, all right, cool. We'll do that. We have never called him Jetson.
I call him Cubby.
Right. My mom tries to. It fails. And I go, I told her this was coming. So then I find out everybody in my wife's family has a nickname. And I don't make any nickname like Bob for Robert or Mike for Michael or anything like this. Nothing to do with their name. Like I met her one cousin that we hung out with when I was in Korea. His name is Chungun. And I was like, I thought this is his real name. I don't know what these things translate to in Korean. And I was like, oh, Chungun. And she goes, well, that's not his real name. She goes, that means like general in Korean. And she goes, I go, what's his real name? And it's nothing like it. All of her cousins, I met her cousin Gia, and even my wife has a nickname that is nothing like her name. And I'm like, so you knew this is your family thing, and you didn't know that you would never call him by his real name if you already called him Cubby. So that was a bit of a fail.
Wow, some good suggestions.
But at least they're unique.
There's a lot of unique names here.
Okay, you see, I can tell by the look on your face.
There's a lot. You got Lori D, uh-huh. Bucky McBoatface.
Bucky McBoatface?
No, McBuckhorn, yeah.
Oh, for the Buckhorn kid. Yeah.
Or Sunny Duck Thompson.
Sunny Doc?
Trevor Ivan. I'm a oopsie.
Mm-hmm.
Younger than Ted Cruz Thompson.
Yeah. Not sure that's going to work.
Barry Eugene Thompson, BET, if he's black. Good job, Lucky Farkin. We've got to cover our bases here. Nook, N-O-K, Frank and PA. TMBJ, you got it. Algernon Apollo Thompson. Good job.
What was the first? I don't think you pronounced that one right.
Algernon.
Yeah. Is it Algernon? Yeah, that's like the book Flowers for Algernon. Did you ever read that?
Oh, no. There's some gooseness.
Kirk, have you read Flowers for Algernon?
I've never even heard of it.
Kirk, do you like your name?
It's actually not my first name.
Yeah, Kirk is not his first
name. That's my middle name.
Is Jetson your first name?
It actually is Jet.
Calls you Kirk.
My first name's Caleb. We go Caleb Kirk Jones.
Oh, good. Because we have another Caleb.
Yeah. Okay, Jones, right? Yeah. Am I right?
Yeah.
I forgot, right.
Yeah, Jones is like the third most used last name of all time.
So, I mean, I would guess even you can find Kirk Jones out there, can't you?
Oh, yeah. I know there's like a director in Hollywood that's right. Kirk Jones.
And
yeah.
Kirk is not like a super common first name either.
That's his middle name.
No, I know. But Caleb, I'm sure, whatever. There's neither Caleb. One of those. Although Caleb's more common now. But
we have,
a ton
we have another Caleb.
Doesn't that suck? You always feel like you have somebody else's name or whatever?
It is.
How about Astro?
Astro?
Stinky biscuit.
You know why they're doing Astro? Because the dog and the Jetsons, I know. I got it.
How about Elroy?
Okay, see, my thinking was this, and that's also the kid in the Jetsons, damn it. Don't do Mr. Spacely either, and I don't want to hear about Cogswell, because I know what Cogswell Cogs is. Did you just see Cogswell?
What? I've seen the entire Jetson cast.
Okay, I know the whole thing out there. jackasses. My thought was this. Hey, my audience is, you know, an audience that gets history. Maybe something historical, right?
Okay.
Maybe
okay.
something a little historical in there. Because I was going through some historical names, too.
Okay, so historically. Okay, let's... Schlubby Thompson.
Schlubby?
Yeah.
That's historical?
That's very historical.
The great General Schlubby from the Revolution?
Actually, the late Lieutenant Colonel Schlubby.
Schlubby, Lieutenant. I didn't realize I gave him a promotion
or,
there.
Or Manny Quinn?
That's mannequin is what they're going for.
I thought you were not going to get that.
Manny Quinn. Hey, it's Manny and his middle name Quinn.
Pilsung? Manny...
What?
Pilsung?
Pilsung?
Yeah, Pilsung.
What is that? What am I missing?
I don't know.
I'm missing Pilsung. A joke in there
there's
somewhere.
There's a joke in there, I know.
Is it two words?
It's two words.
Pilsung.
Pilsung. Pilsung.
I don't know.
Are they saying like Pilsung? Like, hey, you should have taken a pill, son?
I don't know. I know you're giving me the business, though.
Oh, I am.
Okay, so I was even looking at like some historical ones, like some of the lesser known. Okay, you know what I would name him, honestly, if it were not odd...
Okay.
Or too common.
Okay.
Would probably be after Jefferson.
Oh, okay. Jefferson Thompson.
The problem is you got son, Jefferson Thompson.
Oh,
and then you also got, it's Jeff Thompson. Trust me, there's a gazillion of them.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do something that is not.
You like to do initials, right? Because Jet.
You just got to think about the things.
So here it comes. Here it Steve comes. Saxon, he says, Taylor Ian Thompson.
Tet?
Taylor Ian with
oh,
an I.
Oh, I, Tit. Got it. Okay. I was saying Ian I. Okay. Thanks. That's what I'm trying to avoid. So then I was looking at like some lesser known founding fathers. Like like Governor Morris.
Okay.
Which is, that's not his title, Governor. It's spelled different, but it was Governor Morris from New York. And if you know the history of Governor Morris, awesome. I mean, super accomplished.
So Governor Thompson?
Thought about that, but.
That's like a little too much pressure for a kid. Sounds just like Governor.
Well, and then what if you become a senator? Senator Governor? See what I mean? Doesn't
that's
quite
pretty
work
cool. Hold on. I like that. Hold on, so you hoping your kid will become a senator?
No, I'm just, just got to think about this stuff. It's because the name is a title then. And then there were like occupations given, like lawyer became a first name or whatever. I looked at Caesar Rodney. Do you know Caesar Rodney, founding father?
No.
From Delaware, he's the back of the quarter.
Okay.
The Delaware quarter. Whoa, this cat's cool.
I like Caesar.
Thing is, people think you're talking about Julius.
Yeah.
That's two.
And it's going to be a boy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you want a strong masculine name, right?
You're setting me up here. Okay, what do you got?
Minnesota Pontiac Thompson.
Okay. I'm going to break in here. You're not helping. I just texted my wife. I'm like, hey, maybe the audience has something. No, Donna, not Wiley. Okay, I'm getting a break. This is the Morning Blaze.
Speak your mind. 888-900-3393. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze on the Blaze Radio Network. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
The company is Brick House Nutrition, and the product is Dawn to Dusk. It's an extended-release energy product, energy supplement, lasts up to 10 hours. So if you're somebody that finds yourself dragging midday, you're like, man, it's going to be a rough one, you might want to check out Dawn to Dusk. It increases energy, improves mood, and stimulates your brain. It's great because you don't get the jitters that you get with someone like, you know, drinks a bunch of the energy drinks or something like that. Where you're, oh, my God, and heart palpitations, whatever.
Those are never good.
No, that's always going to be bad for you. It's a slow, extended release. So you're really just throughout the day, you're going to end up with more energy. And it's going to improve your mood. So here's my suggestion. You try to get your coworkers to try this as well. Mm-hmm. No, because you're somebody, you may say, hey, I need a little extra energy in the day or whatever, and that may be great. But it improves your mood and stimulates your brain. Think about your coworkers.
It'd be nice to work around people
who had their brain stimulated and their mood was a little bit better.
Yep.
Right? I'm serious. Yep. Maybe you check some out and you're like, hey, guys, I love this. Try it.
A few people around here who could use that.
Yes, there's a lot of people over at the Creeper. The Weasel? Yeah. Those two dudes? Yep. Absolutely could use their brain stimulated and their mood have improved.
Yep.
I don't know if they need more energy.
No, they have enough.
Plenty energy as far as that goes. But try it today, dawn to dusk. In fact, you can get 15% off your first order. All you have to do is use the promo code brickhousedoc.com. That right?
No, technically not a promo code.
I'm sorry. Go to the website brickhousedoc.com. The promo code is DOC.
Yes.
You haven't taken your dose yet this
morning. I have not yet. So I'll try to get on that. I need to stimulate it. Brickhousedoc.com. The promo code DOC. So my wife texts me and she's like, I got a name that I kind of like. And I don't know why, where she got it or whatever. She goes, first of all, she likes last names as first names too. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. She goes, how about Wentworth? And I go, all right. I mean, I don't know. Will you want
your kid to get beat up at school?
Right. You got to have at least a way out with a nickname.
Yes.
Like my son Tiger, you can go by Ty.
Right.
Okay, that's fine. Cool.
Yes. That's a very cool name.
Right. So Ty. Wentworth, okay, I don't know. And then she texts me. She goes, oh, wait a minute. She goes, I don't know if this is Wentworth's going to work. And I go, why? She goes, I looked up what it means. And I don't know where she looked up what it means. But apparently it means village of white people.
It's also
I changed my mind. Name him Wentworth.
It's also a TV show.
It is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. And about, season 5 is out.
Yeah, about females. It's just called jail. Wentworth?
A women's prison.
Women's prison.
And the name of it is just Wentworth.
Yes. Okay, Australian. Great show.
Are they naked on it?
Yes.
Oh, well, maybe it'll work. I don't know. Something like that.
Yep. Not that I've so, seen it, but.
Village of the White People.
Did you ask for phone calls?
No.
Okay.
We're supposed to. Oh, son of a gun.
Your board is lit up.
Okay. You know what? I'll at least take the ones that are up there. So we'll get a quick break in, come back after the news, take those and get the news headlines with Brad. This is the Morning Blaze.
Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson, part of Generation Blaze, on the Blaze Radio Network.
And comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
By the way, we're no longer being held hostage.
Hostage crisis?
It's averted. Hostage crisis averted.
Un milagro. We are free. My friends, we are free.
Free at last. Welcome back, our row crew listener.
One and a half listener.
We're back on Roku.
That's amazing.
Very good. I broke
down in tears this morning when I turned it on.
We're free at last.
Did we pay the ransom? I think we did.
I believe we did.
I thought we did not negotiate with terrorists.
We'll negotiate with them. That's what it is. How many words
just,
you got?
Just give us those two listeners, please.
Whatever you want, Brad has come up with a name for my son. Yes.
Roku?
No.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Hawk.
Ooh.
Hawk Thompson. I'm telling you, that's it. I don't care what you pick.
You're not giving us a choice?
That's freedom right there.
Oh, yeah, I just sent my wife. Brad says Hawk, and he's not giving us a choice.
Yeah.
She said, I do not like Hawk. But I like Hawkeye.
Ooh. Oh. But that's the
Hawkeye Pierce Thompson.
From Avenger.
No, MASH.
Well, it is from Avengers. It's also from MASH. It's also the last of the
There's a generational gap.
There it is again.
Wow.
We did that last time with the guy from Psych.
I don't like
that. And you said something else. And then Cal said something else.
Yeah, there were like three generations.
You went lowbrow comic. He went a little older school classic television. And I went literature.
Yes.
Last of the Mohican.
Wow.
Okay, I think it shows you where we are there. Yep. All right, I didn't want to take calls on this, but since Chris is stacking the deck here, clearly setting me up. We'll go to line 21. Daniel in Florida, how are you?
Hey, Doc. I don't know what's up with those jokers. I mean, let's face it, a good name should be strong and meaningful.
Yes.
And when you can, run with it. So I got the perfect name for you.
Uh-oh.
All right?
Yeah.
Name him Kibosh.
Kibosh.
I got to be honest, that's better than some of the ones my wife has come up with.
He'd be kibe.
Some of the ones she suggested, I'm like, okay. Daniel, thanks. Appreciate it. No, based on some of the ones, it's clearly going to give him a beatdown. I mean, and I don't mean in junior high. I mean in like kindergarten, he's getting his ass kicked.
I say Wentworth, come in.
Right, exactly. Sean in Maryland, how are you?
I'm doing well. Total unique and military historian type.
That's what I'm talking
Ridgeway Westmoreland Thompson.
Ridgeway. Trust me, my wife will love that. It sounds stuffy. Sean, thanks. Appreciate it. She does. She likes the stuffy ones. I mean, look at it. You said hawk. She's like, nah, Hawkeye.
Let's add another word to that. But at least I could
live with Hawkeye, but I'm
we'll call him Hawk.
We'll still be Hawk, though. That's a thing. Still be Hawk. Actually, it wouldn't be. He'll have a nickname that'll have nothing to do with it.
It'll be Worm.
His nickname will be Dog or something like that.
Worm.
How about Sparsh?
Sparsh?
That's a name.
All right. Normally at this time, we do headlines. Starting today and going Fridays from now, we'll do the headlines. But heading into the weekend, we're going to do Hollywood headlines. And joining us now from the entertainment blog, what would Tyler Durden do? Lex Jurgen, how are you, sir?
Thanks, guys. I appreciate the oral bumper there. I didn't get any music or sound effects.
Well, it's being produced now.
Give me a second here, Lex, okay?
Around here, it takes a long time.
Give us a second.
Like a beatboxer who doesn't get paid any money on the street corner.
We spare every expense.
That's right.
Hey, Doc, I got a baby name for you.
What do you got?
Big Baller.
Big Baller.
Big Baller Thompson.
Big Baller. That's for the helicopter dad who shows up even to his kid's first day at work.
First day at work when he's 24.
And the name could be BB.
Now, if you called him like Big Ballerson, where it sounded a little longer, my wife would go for it. Big Ballerton, she's in, trust me.
That's sort of the Anglophile version.
I'm
going to
send her that and see if she'll do it. I think I'm joking.
Oh. Let me predict what her response will be.
Wait, I'm sending her Big Ballerton and see what she says. She's in, I'm telling you. What's going on in the world of entertainment, Lex?
I tell you what, man, I'm up early today. I'm signing up for that Bill Cosby sexual assault town hall. I don't know if you heard about that.
I didn't hear about that one.
That is the man flying too close to the sun, in my opinion. He's just going beast mode on sexual assault.
A town hall?
Yep.
He's hosting after his mistrial, which he's taken as a victory, he's hosting a town hall on sexual assault, but not to warn women how to stay away from being victims of sexual assaults, but how for men to avoid being falsely accused of sexual assault.
Wow. He'd be the expert, wouldn't he?
Like I said, it sounds like a how-to.
Yeah. Like Tony Robbins might give an inspirational seminar. Cosby's going to get out there and talk about how you might be falsely accused if you end up doing, he said, very minor things that could be taken the wrong way.
Like slipping a roofie into someone's drink.
What's wrong with that?
Yes, like doing horrible things to someone when they're passed out for 6 hours at your mansion.
Have this drink and then walk across these hot coals.
Yeah, that's what we can all relate to. This happens to all of us in each of our lives. Like, comparing himself maybe to the coworker who tells a dirty joke at the office and loses his job. a very common man kind of thing.
Right, being accused by 24 women of being drugged and sexually assaulted over the course of 30 years.
Yeah,
a little different than an off-color joke.
Penthouse.
Yeah. Okay,
this could happen to any of us.
Well, I mean, I even gave him the benefit of the doubt on some of these, but this many in the way, there's this little smoke, there's fire thing, right?
Yeah, I had the whole thing where he seems to be getting blinder and blinder, like they're going to move him underground, deep underground, like a mole.
Did you see the clip of him walking out of the courthouse where he went full Fat Albert?
Yeah, yes, right.
What was that?
I don't know. I feel bad for the guy, the entourage he's chosen to follow behind him. There was like a drawing, and all the guys in the short draw from the 70s had to come follow behind them.
All of the Cosby kids were there. Yeah. They were all represented.
That woman couldn't talk.
Like, well, listen, I made you $25 million in residuals, so here's what you're going to do.
Wow. Maybe he's launching a new season of Fat Albert.
Maybe.
Mushmouth, I don't know. The whole gang would be back together at the town hall meeting.
Who was the bad kid? The one who was always getting in trouble? The one that wasn't quite the Cosby kid? Do you remember who he was? He was the slick one.
Oh, God.
I can't remember. I only remember Mushmouth, Fat Albert.
I always just picture, I picture him doing those voices when the ladies like snoring in his room, and it just makes me a little queasy.
Let's be honest though, when you got up and you're watching the Saturday morning cartoons, by the time it got to Fat Albert, which was like on at like 1 p.m, it was like, all right, I'll just go out and play.
That was for the heavier kids that could relate.
They were still in the house.
Those were for the Chris Cruises of the world.
They were not going away. Hey, did you guys see that Johnny Depp said he's going to kill the president?
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, that seems
ambitious. It was hard to tell what Johnny Depp's saying at any given time. they slowed it down. He's at the Glastonbury Festival, a big music festival in England. And he showed up in his cowboy hat. Of course, he's a cowboy because he was in Lone Ranger. And he mumbled something about how he would like to assassinate President Trump.
Wow. Whoa.
Everyone's like, shouldn't the Secret Service pay attention to that? And the Secret Service is like, really, Johnny Depp?
They would if it was Jack Sparrow.
His lesbian wife was beating him up. We're not too worried about it.
Trust me, he'll bomb at that too.
He seems to be like he was at the Pirates of the Caribbean a few weeks ago, and it's unclear if he's being sent to these places or if he's just drunk and stumbling around and landing places.
Like, hey, Johnny's here. Let's capitalize off of it. Tweet about it. It'll sound like it's planned.
He's drunk again. Exactly. Let's put a camera in front of him.
Right.
It's just incredible. He's actually, he's made himself $400 million in his career, and now he cannot find any cash. He's finding himself bankrupt, and he's suing his business managers for poor business management.
And that's a really bizarre story, by the way, Lex.
Islands.
That's a really bizarre story. The way he's claiming that they mishandled it, and they're like, dude, you bought boxes and boxes of what was it? Like some bizarre, like hand cream or something
like
that.
Well, not just that. He also bought the rocket launcher.
Ashes. To put the ashes into space.
What? Thompson's
ashes. Yeah. Yes. $2 million for that. I always think with those guys, it's a combination. When a guy's on such a bender that he's spending so much money, and you're his business manager, you got to take a little bit, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
If he's handing it out.
No, it's like a Brewster's Millions.
Yes.
Right. You got to. You're with them. You're part of the posse. You got to get a little something.
I mean, it's just crazy what the lifestyles, guys. You always wonder when you see like guys like Tyson, these other guys who made so much money and how they've lost it. And you always wonder the age old question: How does the guy who's made $250 million be broke? And then you see the list of things he's bought. You're like, that's the answer to the question.
No, that's it. So you got the rocket launcher for Hunter S. Thompson's ashes. You're buying things like Tigers and stuff like this. Or in the case of Glenn Beck, you buy a television network. That's how you that's how you lose your fortune.
The ultimate. It's like even worse than a baseball team.
Right. Right. Exactly. Hey, I'll start a network. That'll be good.
That's a good one. Yeah. No. Alyssa Milano. She's also suing. She's suing her business manager now for $10 million, saying that, the business manager did not let her know how much money she was spending, and now she finds herself broke. Really, I mean, how does someone get so divorced from reality that they turn around, they've lost $10 million, they spent $10 million, they didn't realize they spent $10 million?
Not just that, but I would be thinking the whole time, like, wow, I'm spending a lot of money. I know I have a bunch in the bank.
I know I have a really nice car.
Right, but wouldn't you automatically be going, I'm not sure they're giving me all the information. Yeah. I would just be thinking that. Maybe I'm just suspicious. Yeah.
You're a married man, so if you spend like $10 extra, your wife's like, look at what's going
on
here.
What's this for?
Yeah, yeah, this is Ashley Madison here. This is a $20. Like, how can you get away with $20 million?
Right, right, exactly. Oh yeah, aren't they married? Don't they have somebody else in their life that's looking?
Someone's checking that. What they do is they have a business manager. The business manager like, if I take an extra million, who's really going to notice?
Wow, that is a
huge fail.
I'm
in the wrong business. I need to be a business manager for these people.
You should be a business manager for a guy who's been drinking wine, really expensive wine, for the last 10 years in a row.
Guy who's been drunk for 20 years. That's
what you're saying. You remember those tapes? He had the tapes where Amber Heard was leaking the tapes of him in the morning, and he's holding the big jug of wine in his hand like at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Glenn did stop drinking, right?
Yeah, he did.
Damn it.
Yeah, way too many bracelets.
Wow, that's...
If you trust a man that wears that many bracelets.
So... I don't even do so many bracelets. You could just stop at bracelets. Bracelets put you on the cusp there, right?
Yeah, one, you got your Lance Armstrong.
Right, for a short period. You got a week of that. Right.
Yes.
You got your Livestrong, and that's all and then after he comes up dirty on the test, you get rid of that. And you don't need any more bracelets.
All right. Yeah, because you can't even do like upscale like like diamond, no. whatever. You I'm a rich guy. I think you get that only works for a couple of people out there, like Liberace. Yeah. It's old school.
Yes, rappers.
Rappers.
We're also following out here the fact that every Kim Kardashian has put out a $45,000 bounty for someone to carry her next child.
What?
You may have missed an opportunity there, by the way.
What?
I think
I'll do it.
$45,000 for a surrogate to have her and Kanye's third child.
Why?
Yeah, because we don't want to mess up that beautiful body, right?
Here's the thing. The new thing in Hollywood is for women to talk about their OBGYN appointments.
Wow.
Like the one thing you thought I'd never have to, as a guy, I'd never have to hear about at least is the OBGYN. You don't listen to your own wife talks about it, you don't listen
no,
to it.
No.
You're tuning out, you're thinking about the ball game in your head, going, And now you have complete strangers telling you details about this. Apparently her uterus is not able to carry a third child.
Wow.
It's wrinkled? What's wrong?
Yeah, I would say.
It's like a balloon. It's like a balloon after you blow it up.
Social media of what the doctor did to get the last baby out of her.
Oh. Yeah.
It reads like something I cannot say on the radio.
Yeah, that's... Holy...
Maybe in her next tape.
So here's my question. In order to get the 45 and be the surrogate, do you actually have to meet them? Because, like, I'd be in if I didn't have to meet him, but if I have to listen to him at all or be around him, that price just exponentiates. It goes.
It could be like an Orthodox thing where they do it through a blanket.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to go.
But you might hear Kanye doing a little bit of Heartless or something. just to let you know. They offered an extra there's a $5,000 kicker. If the surrogate loses her reproductive organs during the process.
5,000?
What? Yes.
That seems a little low.
Even the fact that you would mention something like that would turn off anybody from taking the offer.
What are they expecting?
So wait a minute. $45 million? Is that how much was it?
No, just $45,000. They could afford $45 million. They're going cheap. It's like Target. This is like going to Target for your baby.
No, I think he's going to Walmart for a baby.
Right? But that's the kicker. How much is the original price?
$45,000.
Oh, $45,000.
Yeah, and then like 5,000. Using a coupon to get a surrogate.
Right.
By the way, they give you a $5,000 off gift card for the next kid at Target.
Then I'm in.
If you do two of them. And then you get the third one for 5,000 off. That's...
Yeah, the rule is no drinking. You're not allowed to drink, and you're not allowed to have sex 3 weeks before the baby is born.
Oh, okay.
Could you imagine if you're the woman carrying Kanye and Kim's baby? You're gonna be pretty popular with the guys, right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, because that's one of my checklists here. I'm in the club. I'm like, all right, pretty.
Oh, yeah. How many guys have that on their bucket list?
You carrying Kim Kardashian's kid? I am in, sweetheart.
Talk about the weakest brush with fame ever. You're like, hey, I met so and so once. You know, I had sex with the surrogate mother of Kanye and Kim's baby 20 years ago. That's like the worst brush with fame ever.
I see people lining up and getting a reality shot of this.
Right.
They're desperate for photos. They would take photos of the swollen belly. Believe me. So Chrissy Teigen was supposed to carry the baby. She offered to carry the baby on behalf of Kim Kardashian. And then Chrissy Teigen then had to come out and say that she also had trouble having children as well. And I believe we're up to about 100% of women in Hollywood are infertile. Which seems like it's really good news.
Yeah, that does. You stop them from.
But somehow they're still all having children.
Wow.
So I believe a lot of it might be just a bit of a crock.
Awesome. Well, Lex, thanks for the Hollywood headlines. Appreciate it. Lex Jurgen from What Would Tyler Durden Do or WWTDD.com.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll tweet out a link to your information as well. So, all right. Good stuff. Now you get the update. What a failure. I mean, maybe it is true that she can't have the kids or it's going to be bad. Or it could just be that they're like, well, we don't want her to, you know, screw up that beautiful, beautiful body. We don't want her to gain any weight in her.
Nope, that's not it.
Unless she's reached critical mass.
That could be it.
Listen, one more pound and she's going to blow. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You're right there. You know, they'll tell you that with a heart. They're like, listen, you got to stop drinking or your liver now.
Yeah.
One more drink could kill you. Yeah. One more donut, Kim. That's the thing.
One more baby.
Quick break, back with more in the Morning Blaze.
Bring it up. You're waking up to the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson, part of Generation Blaze, only on the Blaze Radio Network. Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
So I say to Sarah, who produces Glenn Beck's program and is always in here way too early. She doesn't need to be in here this early to produce for Glenn. It's like an hour and a half away, and I have to deal with her crap for
you
this
ever seen
long.
Her
but anyway,
feet?
She has very sexy feet. But the one thing is nice, though, that Sarah knows that when I ring this, she has to come running.
Wow, it does work, doesn't
We've
it?
We've trained her that she knows it's her bell. Sarah, and then she looks, so it's a little kind of thing. But Sarah said, just go ahead and name him Blaze. Name the new son Blaze.
Sponsorship.
And I said, you're not going to believe this.
What?
I have a nephew named Blaze.
Do you really?
But it's spelled an S, because there was a Saint Blaze.
Wouldn't that be Blase?
It's kind of like that, but it's Blaze, yeah.
All right. Blaze.
All of my siblings, well, not all, most of my niece and nephews have odd names or unique names.
That's good.
Well,
it's good to be unique until you get to Wentworth.
Yeah, that's not good.
Right.
So all my siblings have pretty basic, you know, normal names, and it's with Thompson, so there's a billion of them. Mm-hmm. My folks had pretty unique names. So my dad hated his growing up. It was Basil.
It's nice
so
to be
they
named
said,
after an herb.
So, well, they said this. I mean, it's 1930s, right. A guy grows up. So, you know, it doesn't play real well in West Virginia being named Basil after an Italian spice. So they said, we're going to give our kids normal names. Uh-huh. So they gave us all real basic names, and we're all like, there's a gazillion of us, and we're all like, we're going to give our kids crazy-ass names.
It's a little cycle. Generation.
Right. Yeah. Trust me. My grandson, it's been about Bob.
Yeah.
That's a little... something like this. Oh, man, crazy.
I still like Sparsh.
Sparsh?
That's a name.
Sparsh.
Sparsh.
Yeah,
it's on the list of most unusual names.
Okay, my wife didn't like Big Ballerton. She just laughed at that one.
Tavish?
She threw out Thatcher. Doesn't have a good nickname.
Named after
and it's kind
a big
of
machine.
Thick. That yeah. is, I was thinking Maggie Thatcher.
Pursuits.
So I like the historical with Maggie Thatcher.
Raj.
Raj? What am I, Middle Eastern?
Lysander.
What is it, a chemical? What is he?
Lion.
Is he going to clean the bathroom?
Ooh.
Leo?
Lion, yes.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Doc Thompson presents the Friday Leftovers.
Our first leftover, West Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Two thieves broke into a sports car just before dawn. The perfect crime. You're in upscale West Palm Beach. You break into an expensive sports car. The perfect crime. Except for a couple of things. When they broke into the expensive sports car in West Palm Beach, Florida, their booty was a phone charger, some coins, and a stethoscope.
Oops. You can't pawn that for much.
Yeah.
Was it gold?
Was what?
Was it gold?
No. See, you break into a sports car, you may consider stealing...
The steering wheel.
The sports car.
Right, yes.
Oh! Do that.
The car itself, yeah.
Right. Another little fail, as they were fleeing with their massive haul, one of them had his pants slipped down around his ankles. He slipped and fell headfirst into the side of the getaway car.
So blood sample now?
Yeah, and they also got the entire thing on video because cops have a... video surveillance in the area. So a couple of fails from the perfect crime. Pro criminal tip number 216, steal things of value.
Yeah.
Pro criminal tip number 1239, don't wear stuff that will impede your escape. Pro criminal tip number 891, don't get videotaped committing crimes. Those could all be good for
that's
you.
That's a solid
tip. Those are all good tips.
Yeah.
Yeah, write them
that's
down,
good
folks.
Information.
We're here for you.
Yeah. We'll include that in the newsletter.
63-year-old Nicholas Dibley.
Who? Nicholas?
Dibley.
Dibley.
Of Bradenton, Florida. thought the drug dealer across the street and a woman who runs the house of prostitution next door was stealing his mail. This is what he believed. So, see, he had called the cops on them in the past and had some sort of issue with them, and he just knew they were the ones stealing his mail in retaliation for him calling the cops. So, he hatched an ingenious plan to exact revenge on that drug dealer across the street and the woman who runs the prostitution ring next door.
Yeah. Nice neighborhood.
Here's how he planned to stop them, or at least get revenge on them for stealing his mail. He put a mousetrap inside the mailbox.
That's kind of ingenious.
It is, right?
Yes.
Because the people reaching in to steal the mail, wham, you get your hand in. And only the people reaching in to steal the mail. There would be nobody else, other than the mailman who was doing it. Yeah, he did not hit them.
Yeah.
He did manage to trap the 37-year-old mail carrier. She got her hand stuck in the trap. Wham!
Oh.
To make matters worse, it was the hand that was recovering from hand surgery.
No.
Oh,
no.
Oh, that's bad.
I don't know if it's bad luck for her or he's so damn lucky.
Oh.
Well, he said, this was his quote when they talked about it. He goes, well, it caught the wrong person.
Well, he's... He's right. Did he?
Right. It didn't get the drug dealer across the street or the prostitute next door.
It's a statement of fact. I'll give him that.
She didn't press charges.
What?
Yeah. Oh, but the United States Postal Service will no longer deliver mail to him.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that they were going to sue
him. I'm sorry, but that's a win.
This is what I was thinking.
That's a win.
You mean to tell me
he got rewarded, didn't
if
he?
I put the mousetrap in and I don't have charges pressed against me and I don't have to get... The only reason I want it, because there's nothing of value that comes in the mail. Nothing.
Ever.
It's just me going to the post the mailbox, taking the stuff they give me, and then throwing it away.
Yeah.
By the way, I've been here 6 months. I got zero mail. I love it.
Yeah. That's great. So wait a minute. So I just have to put a mousetrap
in there. That's apparently that's the lesson here.
All right.
Camden County deputies had a roadside sobriety test set up last Friday in Woodbine, Georgia. They stopped Sean Patrick Tippins. He was suspected of DUI and was given a sobriety test, but refused to take the breathalyzer, so he was arrested. Tippins is 5'2", with, quote, very small wrists. He was put in the back of the patrol car, with the center divider open so air conditioning would waft through into the back for him.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Yeah, he's 5'2", with very small wrists.
Mm-hmm.
The officer was speaking with another cop outside. Tippins slipped out of the handcuffs, climbed through the divider, and drove off in the deputy's car.
That's what I'm talking about.
However, he was rearrested a short while later when the car came to a stop after he rammed several cop cars.
Whoops.
Well, you go with a bang.
Right. Yeah. So the guy who was being arrested for DUI, who did not take a breathalyzer. Right. So good possibility you skate on this thing.
Yep. Yeah.
Suspended license for a short while. Instead, got charged with multiple counts of theft of a cop car, 4 counts of aggravated assault, 3 counts of interfering with government property, and 2 counts of DUI for the first one, as well as for driving the cop car around.
Wow.
We're going to be buying his lunch for a while.
Nice knowing you, Tippins, with very small wrists. Plus,
enjoy jail.
He's going to be the belle of the ball. His dance card will be filled every night. Now, I'm going to give you guys a second to collect yourselves because I have a very sad story here. And I just
you always do this.
I just want you to be able to treat it with the respect it deserves.
Okay.
It's very sad. Sheriff's deputies are investigating a case of an immigrant man who drowned.
Oh, that's so
that's bad.
He drowned while practicing a face-down meditation technique in a Northern California river.
Okay.
He's really sad. He died.
You should probably come up for air.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You probably every now and then take a breath of air.
No, he's meditating.
So meditation still requires breathing?
Breathing,
are you sure? Because when I meditate, they tell me to, you know, to stop.
Regulate your breathing.
Oh, regulate.
Not stop it completely. Slow it.
Control it. That's
Captain Shannon Moon said, there was nothing at the scene that led us to believe it was suspicious. The immigrant's body was discovered by his friend. They were practicing the same meditation technique side by side, face down in water. And he drowned. Who would have thunk that?
The other one survived?
Yes, apparently he knew the meditation techniques have to be in 2 minute spurts.
Now I'm thinking he held the guy down.
Now I'm thinking it's like, I go, hey, Pete, make sure you breathe, okay, buddy?
Pete.
Unless there was foul play and you're just like, Pete, I've got this great meditation technique.
Maybe.
We do face down in winter up in a remote area. No one's ever, you know.
Can I just lay down with my face in the water? That's all
right.
I do.
Yeah, and you just lay there for 30 or 40 minutes. That's all it is. And you're going to feel refreshed. You'll be like a new man.
Oh, okay. I'll lay down.
Police in Jonesboro, Arkansas. That's not by me. It's the other side of the state.
I was just going to say half.
Have a plea for courthouse visitors. Oh, boy. Please stop peeing in our elevator.
Where else do you pee?
Right.
Maybe the bathroom 25 feet from the elevator. For whatever the reason, there's a bathroom 25 feet, and this has been going on for decades. They say Craighead County hopes their new security cameras are going to stop this. They said there has been a steady stream of culprits.
Hello.
See how I did?
Thank you.
Who have been relieving themselves in the courthouse elevators. Maintenance workers say it's been going on for years, even though there's a restroom right there. They don't know why. How does this thing start?
You know, you don't want to break tradition now. It's been so long. Do you want to break tradition?
But I mean, okay, I get if you're like, hey, I started working at the courthouse. Everyone says we just pee in the elevator. It's so funny. Or if you go there a lot or something. But how do people know that you're supposed to pee in the elevator?
They got a whiff
of the smell?
Yeah. Yeah. You can smell it miles away.
You know, now it's just everybody's just doing it. Just they want to, hey, I pee in the elevator too.
Yeah, once you know, but how are you in the know? Is there a website to it or social media?
Today's day, yes.
23-year-old Lydia Cormani, a Wyoming college student, was arrested after trying to leave Walmart with about $2,000 worth of merchandise. Cops later found thousands more stolen merchandise in her dorm room. She had a reasonable explanation when cops questioned her on this. She told the investigators that she was working on a term paper about kleptomania. And kleptomania, the psychosis where you steal uncontrollably.
Oh, so a disease for that.
Right. She wasn't just out there stealing. And she's not saying she has kleptomania.
She's doing research.
She was doing a term paper on kleptomania, and therefore she had to do the research.
You know what? If I was her professor, A plus.
Right. You're going to give her A. I mean, she's going to have to get that A in jail, but...
Oh, what? That was not a good defense?
No, it didn't work. It didn't work.
For research purpose only?
Right, yeah. She may have gotten the information, but didn't keep her out of the clink there. Quick break back with more of your Friday Leftovers next in the Morning Blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson will be right back on the Blaze Radio Network. With Doc Thompson.
Relief Factor is the all-natural anti-inflammatory that's been helping thousands of Blaze audience members and all kinds of people here right at the station relieve their chronic pain. It helps me with my sciatic that flares up from time to time when I run. And there's nothing I can do. I've gotten to the point that when my sciatic gets really bad, there's nothing I can do. I can stretch it. I can do all of this stuff that used to help years ago. Nope, doesn't help anymore. And I don't want to take a bunch of narcotics now because it affects me in other ways. So I take the Relief Factor, it deals with the inflammation, and the pain goes away. You should try it. It's only $19.95 for a three-week quick start pack. If you know somebody else with chronic pain, they've been living with this for a while. We had a lady call up just a couple of weeks ago, and thank you. I can pick up my grandkids again. I can play on the floor with them, and that hasn't happened in years.
Yeah.
This is legit, folks. It works. Try it today. All you have to do is go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. You can call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. For Relief Factor at relieffactor.com. Continue with our Friday Leftovers. A Kansas City man, this is actually a Friday Leftovers update. You may recall last September we had a guy in the Friday Leftovers, 71-year-old Lawrence John Ripple, who went into a Kansas City area bank just a block from the police station, handed the teller a note saying he had a gun and demanded money. She gave him the money. And after he was given the money, he just went outside, sat down in front, and waited for the cops. And he explained he would rather go to jail than be around his wife.
Yes.
Yes. I remember this.
Yeah, he even told her. He wrote the note in front of her. Get away from you, anything. I'm going to jail, anything. Well, he was so desperate to get away from her, he robbed the bank, and that's it. We have an update. He has gone through the court system, and he has been sentenced now.
Oh, so he's going to jail. Oh, good.
Home confinement.
No! No.
Yes.
Do you think the judge did that on purpose?
Home confinement?
Because if I'm that judge, I'm all right, buddy. Jail's not going to do for you because that's what you want. You want jail.
That's just cruel. That's cruel and unusual punishment.
Home confinement and community service. The judge sent him 6 months of home confinement. Wow. Oh. Not only do you not get away from her, she's going to be around every second for 6 months.
Well, she's your warden.
Right, she is. And you're dependent on her. You need a sandwich? You need food from the outside world? Right?
You need anything from the outside world.
Is that not? This is like Arrested Development when he's on home confinement. And he begs to go back to jail.
Uh-huh.
And his son goes, what are you doing? He goes, in jail, you just got to take it. Here, I have to give it. He goes, this is horrible. His wife is Jessica Walter. Is that her name? Yeah. He's like, I got to get out of here. I got to go back. This is it.
This is not going to end well.
No, it's
this
not.
This is not going to end well.
There's another suicide? Update coming. Right. Update.
Murder, suicide?
Yeah. That's right. Baron Hollings of Jacksonville, Florida, started a Facebook Live to show off his drug money.
Oh, I saw this.
Where do you think this is going?
I saw
this. Oh, man. So, hey, look at all this, all the money I got from selling drugs. See this? Drug money. Look at this. Look at this. This is legit. Got all the cash here. The Benjamins right here. Right there. The 22-year-old is seen on the Facebook live stream counting his money and repeatedly saying, this S-word don't stop, man. This stuff right here, this S-word, it don't stop, man, because I'm out there selling. And then all of a sudden, attention, this is the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. We have a search warrant.
And your IP address.
Not kidding. That's what comes over the stream. Yep. Off camera, you hear, this is the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. We have a search warrant. And they did. Guess how they found him?
Wow.
They watched the live stream?
They were watching the live stream. They showed up at his house. He was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of cocaine, possession of paraphernalia, manufacture or delivery of drugs.
So they took his money and his stash.
How about now?
All of his product.
If you see the video, it's pretty funny.
You saw the actual
video? I saw the actual
What does
video?
He do?
He starts running back and forth.
Like he doesn't know what to do.
He doesn't know what to do.
How they the find
door.
Me?
He goes out the door, and then all of a sudden, here comes the cops, grabs the phones, and then just looked at it. I was like, oh, turn it off.
So what you're saying is this stuff does stop.
Yes, it does. It stopped real quick.
This stuff don't stop. This is the Jacksonville. Oh, it's stopping.
By the way,
stopping.
You can see his face changed. He's all like, oh, man, like, oh, nobody can stop me. So he goes,
Santa Clara cops say high-tech thieves were caught stealing thousands of dollars worth of GPS tracking devices from a tech company.
Oh, this isn't going to end well either.
The company's founder said, the moment we realized that they had stolen a box of trackers,
we
notified the police, gave them the tracking device info. About 5 or 6 hours, it was over.
Here's the thing. GPS is global positioning something.
System.
Yeah.
They're going to find
or
you.
Or something.
Something
it's
works as well.
Global positioning something.
Before making off with the devices, the thieves grabbed beer out of the fridge and cut themselves in the process, leaving fingerprints and DNA. Blood evidence. So they leave the evidence and steal tracking devices. They'll never catch us. Ha ha.
Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah.
This is the Jacksonville Police Department.
How did you guys know?
They're like super cops, I'm telling you.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Part of the next generation of talk radio.
This is the Blaze Radio Network.
Call me.
evolution of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Hi, people are using the hashtag name Doc's son.
Is it trending?
No.
Because we're getting a lot of recommendations.
There's a lot of them. They're all fails, or most of them.
What? Our audience?
I'm not naming him Barack.
Jefferson.
Jeremiah Johnson Thompson.
JJJT.
From
JJ
Newman.
How about J. Jonah? Yeah. I'm going to suggest that to my wife. She'll not know the reference.
You can call him JJ.
I even said to her, I go, how about just initials? Just random letters. CL. MR. MJ. Whatever.
BM.
That's not going to work so much. Mm-hmm. Cool. I mean, you got to think about these things, initials.
Yeah.
It'd be like having the initials BS.
Right?
You know.
Or with the middle name J.
Brad Staggs.
Let's go with BJ.
Yeah, how do you not know? Listen, every name potentially has something you can mock, mm-hmm. right? And I get that. You're not going to be able as a parent to pick a name that's not going to have something to mock. Kids are going to find a way. But there's some more obvious ones you should avoid. Mm-hmm. Like, and there's an entire store, like Costco, whatever, called BJ's.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's wrong with BJ's?
Now that it was great, I bought the membership. I was excited. It did not live up to its reputation.
It never does. It never
no,
does.
No, I mean, it's like, guys, you got to know you're going to be... And things coming up. Like, I knew a... granted, this was the early 80s. There was a girl I knew in school. Her parents named her Gay. Now, I'm sure her parents were very old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one time she's a very happy girl.
Mm-hmm.
See, something happened mm-hmm. in the 70s. Mm-hmm. 70s, late 70s, and definitely into the 80s. Gay became homosexual.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she, if she hasn't killed herself by now, is wandering around out there with the name Gay. And then I went to work for a worked with a lady in sales. I was early in radio, so this is early or late 80s.
Right.
She would have been probably 50 at the time. Her name was Gay.
This is really interesting you say that. My ex-wife had a beautiful last name, Cruz. Alyssa Cruz. She divorces me.
Yeah.
Marries a guy. Alyssa Gay.
Oh. Cruz is a good name.
Cruz is a good name.
It's a very good
name. It's a Hispanic thing, but yes. It's still good.
So she went from Alyssa Cruz to Alyssa Gay.
Well, if she gets divorced and marries you again, she can be Alyssa Gay Cruz.
That's right. Dum, 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 dum. All aboard!
And funny thing, her current husband, Tyler Gay.
Mm. Why haven't you changed that by now? I'm serious. You can't walk around with that last name. I've known some other. There's some other crazy last names out there.
You know what's really funny
that are pretty standard. You can.
I'm Steve. Steve Gay.
And in the military, he goes, you know, your last name.
Right.
It's on your uniform.
Oh my.
Oh, see.
Airman Gay. Airman Gay.
Like six guys are like, yes.
Yes. You don't understand. This kid was the joke. Of the entire squad.
Well, no, you have something like that. And that's the whole point of why I'm saying this. I mean, you saddle someone with the name.
Yes.
And again, you can't always count for it if something... listen, in 1995, if you were somebody that had the name Monica for 20 years, mm-hmm. it got really bad for you.
Yes.
You know, you're like, oh, crud. Now, Monica's kind of faded away again, you know.
You could bring Monica back.
Right. Yeah, you could. Yeah, you're right there. But, I mean, Adolf. Still haven't been able to bring that one back.
Oh, yeah. No. Are you serious?
I don't think Adolf's going to work for you.
I don't think
really?
So.
Really? It won't. Adolf. As long as your last name is not Hitler, you good.
No, no, no. Adolf's still not there. Another 100 years.
My generation don't know nothing about Adolf Hitler.
Like, what do you think? And I'm being serious here. What do you think when you hear the name Otis?
Otis?
You, Chris Cruz.
I think of a god.
A god? Okay.
Yeah.
So, good name, bad, or middle ground?
Good.
Okay, so 1 to 10 it for me. 10 being the best, 1 being that's a fail. 7. Okay. What do you think of when you think of the name Otis?
Walking Dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you know what I think of? Drunk.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
From Andy Griffith.
Yep. That's right.
Andy Griffith program.
Otis
the town drunk. His name was Otis.
Oh.
So you see what I'm saying? I'm going,
Once again,
the town drunk?
The generation gap is it.
Right. Except he went old.
He was super old.
I went
old.
Young.
You went super young.
What, and then what, the god Otis? Yeah. Was he the god of oatmeal? What
He's thinking Odin, maybe?
Odin.
But it just reminded him of that.
Yeah. This is the first thing that come to mind.
The Puerto Rican god.
Yeah.
So, Chris says something to me yesterday. We're talking about tattoos.
What is? Oh, really? You want to talk about this?
I got to bring this up because this is, you know, lots of people get tattoos
Sorry, brother.
Now. I don't have tattoos. Mm-hmm. I don't get tattoos. But if you do, that's fine. I get whatever. But one of the main reasons people get tattoos and what they get on tattoos now is a memorial to somebody.
Yeah, somebody dies.
Somebody dies. They'll get somebody's name. Or even if the person is still alive, they'll get like their children. Okay, cool. They'll get the date their children were born or the date that their mother passed away.
Or the footprint of
the footprint. Whatever it is, it's something honoring somebody else. Right. It's not just.
That will never go out of style.
Right. I have a dolphin on my underwear line. It's not that.
My underwear line?
That's another story. We'll tell you at a point. Wow. Right. So it's not just, you know, I have Mickey Mouse on my foot or a rooster on my knee.
That's another story.
None of those. It's about somebody you know. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about this, and Chris says, my brother got a tattoo.
Yeah, he has multiple tattoos.
To honor Chris.
One honors me.
Sweet. That's sweet, right? You were in the Air Force.
I was in the Air Force, yes.
And he was like, I respect my brother.
He's younger.
And he's my younger brother.
Younger brother. And he goes, on my calf, I am going to have Chris's name put.
With the Air Force
With the Air Force, right.
Yeah.
That's really, really nice to honor you.
Yes.
And something I'd never thought about, what if somebody honors you by putting your name on? That's not necessarily comfortable.
It is not, because when my mom told me, she's like, oh my God, you not believe what your brother just did. And I'm like, oh my God, is he okay? Because she's crying. I'm like, is he okay? She's like, you would not believe it. He's such a sweet kid. I'm like, what is this? Like, he got your name tattooed in the back of his calf to honor you. And I'm like,
that's a little weird.
Oh.
Like, well, how do you react to that?
Oh.
Thank you.
And what
she's like, are you gonna say something? I'm like, thanks. You're such an a-hole. Your brother did. And I'm like, wait a minute. Why are you mad at me?
What did I do?
I had never thought about this angle of it. Like, usually it's somebody died or your kids. Yeah. And I'm thinking from the perspective of the person who gets it.
Yeah.
Not if you're alive and somebody does this to you. And it's not even a parent. It's a brother. You're like, okay, I'm. Like, I told you, I don't even like to ask. Like, when somebody pays for lunch for me, I'm uncomfortable getting that.
Yeah.
So someone's like, hey, I got your name. Hey,
yeah, and here's the thing.
It could be if he ever goes out with someone named Chris.
He's married now.
He's married with a second kid.
With someone named Chris.
Yeah, if he has an affair.
Here's the thing. It's not like I did anything. Like, I did not leave the military with honors and a Purple Heart Medal of Honor. No. Actually, they kicked me out because I was too broke.
Too broke?
Broken.
Broken. Yes.
You have no money.
Get out. No.
So I'm like, thanks. Then he goes a second round.
Well, I mean, it's nice. Listen, you served, and I mean, I respect that. Yeah, I think most people do, but I see what you're saying, though.
That's where it stops, though. I do. I respect that.
Right.
Stop it right there.
But
no trying to,
even
please.
So, well, let's say you won the Medal of Honor, or were awarded the Medal of Honor. You're still like, hey, you put my name on your body. That's pretty much permanent.
Well, he won a second round of naming parts of his body.
Oh boy. Uh-oh.
He put my parents' name, like Joel and Sharon.
One on each wrist?
One in each wrist.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, and you have other siblings.
And I'm one of five.
Wow. Okay, so they've got to be like...
There's a lot of property on that body.
Right, and he hasn't done that yet.
So
your other siblings are like, okay, I see what's going on here. I see what you got, Chris.
And by the way, the funny thing is, like, I'm low standard, and I haven't done anything spectacular other than join the military and have a kid. That's about it. Because I could even hold a marriage. Hell.
who's getting the left cheek?
Yeah, who's getting the other calf? And then
I think that goes to the highest bidder.
I would say, yeah. I mean, if you're the
other
siblings,
not even his first daughter is on his body,
and you're like, hey, you,
hey, buddy.
Yeah, how do you repay that?
I'm not tattooing my body.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So you're like, hey.
Here's $5.
How do you react to that?
Here's lunch.
What did he say about your reaction?
He's like, okay. Not a big emotional guy, you know. I'm more emotional than him.
Right, but do you think inside he was a little like.
Oh, he's probably a little dead inside.
I can't believe he.
He didn't acknowledge me more.
More of this.
Or he didn't offer his other calf.
Right, exactly.
You know, like, I'm like, hey.
You didn't get matchies?
We did not get matchies.
Look, there go the Cruz brothers running down the street. Look at the little
They're really close.
Here's the thing, too. He put Chris.
Right.
He was smart.
That's what I'm saying.
It because could be a girl's name?
No. His name is Christopher.
That's your name.
No, my name is Christian.
So he put his own name on there?
So he could go Chris yes. both ways.
Okay, there's a whole fail there with your parents, but regardless. Okay.
Oh, hold on. My sister, Crystal. My other sister, Christine. My other sister, Chrysalis.
Okay.
All with a K?
K.
Oh, well, then he put every sibling in one.
Right.
He's,
you know what?
He's going to the other siblings and saying,
he
hey,
has
look,
possible
I,
that
put I put your name on my
And
cap.
Really just did his own.
Yes. That's what, there's the answer.
Wow, the Duggars are like, these yeah. families failing here. Because they got the all the J's.
Uh-huh.
Your parents should just stop at K. Hey.
I do. They went K-R-I-S.
Hey, Chris.
We need another one.
What?
Hello? Chris, your mom's pregnant. Chris Cross will be born this September. Wow, that's...
They save on monograms.
Kind of a one-trick pony. So you're saying when it comes to the baby names, I should just pretty much go like Tiger, Tigerson, Tigert. Yeah.
Yep.
Something like
you
this.
Just use the first three letters of the name and just add something else.
Right. That's what I was like, wow. Isn't it, who's the boxer? Didn't he name all of his kids after himself? George Foreman?
George Foreman. George Jr. and George the Second and Third and Fourth.
Well, see, no, that's lazy. At least my parents are creative.
How? It all starts with Chris.
Yeah, they just added Shen.
A suffix.
All you had to do is this. Yeah, but it's like, okay, we just need to come up with half a name. It doesn't matter what it is.
Which suffix are you?
Wow. That's, so does everybody go by Chris?
No, only me.
What do they go by?
My brother goes by Prieto.
Okay, now this is like my wife, right?
Yeah,
okay.
It's completely. And then
what is Pietro?
Prieto is black because he's the black one in the family.
Your brother's black?
Really?
Yeah, he's really black.
How did your father feel about this?
Well, here's the thing. Puerto Ricans, our baby making is really weird because the baby could come out blue eye blonde. Or black.
Yeah, you got a lot of different DNA paths there.
Yeah.
Well, so what about your other siblings?
Crystal is Jaila.
Which is?
It's just a name.
Oh, Jaila. Okay.
It's my dad's favorite.
Uh-oh.
My dad's favorite Spanish singer.
Oh,
female
okay.
Spanish
okay,
singer.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Who did
you say
like
it was?
Booze.
Who?
Jaila.
My sister. I went to J-Lo.
Yeah. It's my dad's favorite brand of tequila. That's what I thought you were going for.
And Chi-Chi is Christine.
Chi-Chi?
Yep.
Like Chi-Chi. The restaurant?
Yeah.
Is that your mom's favorite restaurant?
No.
Like the golfer, Chai-Chai Rodriguez.
Oh, Chai-Chai Rodriguez. I remember him. Yeah. Very solid. Thank you, Les Nessman.
Uh-huh. And Chrysalis is Puchungita.
Oh, how many times have I said that today alone?
That's a longer name. Your nicknames are not supposed to be longer. Nicknames are shorter. That's like, do you ever realize that? How do they get, you know, like sometimes you go shorter name like Jonathan, you go John. Mm-hmm. How is Jack a nickname for John?
I've never understood.
Same number of letters
and
completely different.
I didn't know Jack was so
for Yeah, because they'll go John F. Kennedy, they'll call him Jack Kennedy sometimes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What?
It's
same
never
letters.
I understood that one either. I don't know.
How is that a shortened one?
No idea.
It's like your name's Steve. We're going to call you San Padre. What? I don't know. What's that mean? Well, it's a standard nickname for it.
Yeah.
It's just nuts. I don't mean to break in. This is The Morning Blaze.
This is
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
So I had some interesting suggestions for naming my son. My wife is pregnant. We know it's a boy. He'll be born in December. And I actually stupidly thought, okay, maybe some people come up with some good historical things I hadn't thought about or whatever.
Right.
It was really
sure
early.
Yeah.
It was early. And my wife, she had just sent me. I get on the air and I'm on like 5 minutes and she starts sending me a list of names. And she's on the air right now, too. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'm kind of working there. You got a little teleprompter. I got a little work harder here. You know, mm-hmm. You're just reading some words.
Yeah.
Oh, that was insulting.
She just
sits there, you know.
Reads.
So I'm like, okay, I got to head off some of these. I need to give her some names. Otherwise, we're going to end up going with something crazy here. Mm-hmm. Something stupid. So I'm like, hey, maybe there's some good historical stuff. And this went awry quickly. Wolfgang Amadeus, according to Dead Last TMB listener.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Wolfgang would not be horrible.
No, Wolfgang it Puck. Wolfgang. That's what I could think of.
That's Wolfie. What I think of, which sucks.
You
but
call him Wolfie.
But didn't you say that's Eddie Van Halen's?
It's Eddie Van Halen's son. But
although he's got to be of what, 30 now?
Yeah.
David tweeting GB Thompson.
I like that.
KC Thompson.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Milo Y Thompson.
I like that.
Yiannopoulos, I guess.
Yes.
DT Thompson.
I like that.
Covfefe Thompson.
I like that even better.
And as soon as I saw this, I was like, I guarantee you there are dozens of people who name their kid Covfefe.
Yes.
In the next year.
Yes.
And then Chris says, it's already happened.
Yes. This lady posted a picture on her Instagram, and according to the Instagram, said she had five names, and the one that they went for was Covfefe.
That's what they claim. And if she didn't, somebody's going to do it. It's probably already on a birth certificate, because Covfefe was a couple weeks ago, right?
Oh, boy, I bet it was a month ago.
A month ago.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't it over the next year? And someone's going to be MAGA.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably already happened.
MAGA, yeah.
And there's going to be probably another Trump Thompson, or Trump is the first name.
Trump is the first name, yeah.
Yeah,
Trump. That'd be pretty cool. Trump Thompson.
Wow, that's good tease there.
TT, Trump Thompson.
Wow.
TT.
If I thought he was doing a better job, that wouldn't be horrible.
Yeah. You know, one thing I forgot to tell about you guys about my family names, my brothers and sisters' name, our initials are KJRC, all five of us.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Great radio station.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Great radio station.
Where was it?
I don't know.
Oh, just good callers.
Yeah.
Droid 1791 tweeting Brian Andrew Carl Oliver Nicholas Thompson.
That's great. You know, we have a winner.
Brian B. Andrew A.
Did you just hit
Carl,
the stapler?
Carl C. O. Oliver Nicholas. The acronym is Bacon Thompson.
Yeah, I like that.
There it is.
You had me at Bacon. We can just go by Bacon.
That took some time. You know, Droid. You took some time to write that out.
I kind of like this 100th level mystic tweeted Stringfellow Hawk Thompson.
Stringfellow.
So you get the audaciousness of Stringfellow.
Stringfellow. My wife likes some of that.
And Hawk. It doesn't matter what name him.
No, it's Hawk for you forever.
Yep.
So what is this gif from? Is this from Simpsons or something?
Family Guy. Family Guy. It's a griffin.
Griffin, I didn't see it there. Yeah. Oh, Meg Griffin. Got it. Okay. It says Megan, and you see Peter writing over the N. So it's Mega, and then Tron.
Megatron.
He's writing minutes.
See, that's good.
What about Megatron?
Wasn't Megatron the evil one, though?
No. Megatron's a good one.
Yeah.
No, it's Optimus Prime, isn't it?
Oh, well, maybe Megatron is the bad one.
Shut up.
No, he's a good one. He's the good one.
You're a goof. I can't believe you're doing this to me. I was like,
he's the good one.
It's a good one.
I already feel like I'm out of a loop with pop culture. You're killing me here. I was like,
forgot about that.
What's the bad guy's name?
Starscream. Starscream.
Bumblebee.
No. Khan, the good guy from Star Trek. You know, Khan. The really good guy.
Now, I know that one. I'm aware of the wrath of Khan. How about Montebond?
Ricardo
Montebond.
Fine Corinthian leather. You know, he's dead.
Aww. Yeah. Yeah. Susan B. Thompson. It's a boy. Maybe you don't care. Maybe he's going to identify as a girl.
What's wrong with really? It is 2017. Come on.
Call from had a baby. It's a boy.
Somebody tweeting Billy Ocean Thompson.
What about DJ for Doc Jr.?
You don't know who Billy Ocean is, do
Billy
you?
Billy Ocean Thompson.
Queen?
Why would I know that?
I don't know, but... Hey, Ocean. How about Ocean?
That's a gay guy. That's a gay guy.
That's one of the girls.
The gay guy. Oh, my God. He's a singer. Isn't he Ocean something?
Billy Ocean, we just said.
No.
Welcome to the show.
No. Yeah, thanks for following along. You're really picking up the baton of Cal today.
That must be that chair.
Wow. Al Jazeera? No. New York Avenue? No. Jordan Bell? Okay, these are not working. This is not working at all.
Oh, Frank Ocean!
What? From where? What?
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
So I saw a story about immigrant farm workers Well, first of all, it's listed on CBS, the headline, Immigrant Farm Workers Arrested After Ben and Jerry's March.
The ice cream?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, by the way, they're headquartered in Vermont. Incredibly progressive state.
Oh, well, yeah, look who the senator is.
Exactly. And look who the other senator is. Oh, my gosh.
Who's the other senator?
I can't think of his name. He's the president. No, he's not president pro tem because Republicans are in control. I'm drawing a blank. He's such a goof. Anyway.
Patrick Leahy?
Yeah, Leahy. That's who it is. Leahy and...
Since 1975?
Yes. Yes, he's 107.
At least Bernie Sanders got in office in 2007.
Right. Yeah, Leahy's horrible. So you got those two guys. And then Ben & Jerry's is an incredibly progressive company. Those two are nuts.
Yeah, we talked about the ice cream.
Right. So immigrant farm workers arrested after Ben & Jerry's march. They were not marching with Ben & Jerry's, against Ben & Jerry's. So that's the headline from CBS. Let me read it for you. To you. Two immigrant dairy farm workers have been arrested on immigration charges after marching to Ben & Jerry's factory in Vermont to call for better pay and living conditions on farms that give milk to Ben & Jerry's. Now, based on Ben & Jerry's, what they claim, either these people are out of their mind because Ben & Jerry's really cares about those people, or it's a big lie. Either way, there's a progressive failure here and possibly multiple ones. Let me read again. Two, immigrant dairy farm workers have been arrested on immigration charges.
Illegals?
Yes!
Oh!
You keep putting immigrant... CBS, you dirtbags.
They are immigrants.
But it's not the most.
No.
Exactly.
The illegal immigrant.
Exactly. There is
the
a huge, huge difference, especially in today's political world. You're not a good reporter there.
No.
Because you're intentionally or stupidly blurring the lines.
Yes.
Ignorantly blurring the lines because it's not descriptive enough.
And then you make it sound like police are just arresting immigrants.
Right.
Which is not true.
Mm-hmm.
They're arresting illegal immigrants.
Right. So that's the first failure here. Then look at the next one. These people are marching for better conditions at the job that they are doing while illegally in America. Mm-hmm. What? You have invaded a foreign country. Your status is unlawful, illegal. You're not supposed to be working here if illegal. You brazenly, the arrogance is a whole separate issue.
Oh, yeah.
March because you're not being treated fairly while you have taken the job that a legal resident or American could be doing.
Well, Doc, you know, you haven't heard of complaining, you know, because if I take something from you illegally... You know, I'm going to complain because I expect it to be high quality.
Chris is like, I stole your phone and this is only an iPhone 5.
Yeah,
what's up with that?
Like, what the hell?
Get a better phone. Come on, man. Get a better phone that I can steal. What? Are you crazy?
Here's the thing. If I wasn't illegal and I was here illegally and I got a job at Ben & Jerry's, I would not be complaining.
I would. Not initially. Like 5-10 years ago, I would have been like... Okay, I'm doing the job. Just shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Keep making ice cream. Keep making
ice cream. Yeah, exactly. Let me just give you the milk.
But now, I'd completely throw it out there. We had a president knowingly welcome and invite an illegal to sit in his box at the State of the Union address.
Yeah.
In today's world, just put it out there.
Well, in today's world, they're no longer illegal here. They're just immigrants.
Right. That's how they've blurred the lines. I had dinner with one of my bosses the other night, I told you, and it's not the big guy, Glenn, but another one who has known Glenn for many years, and he works here. He does many different things, overseas radio, and also has his own businesses. The guy has been prolific in this industry for 30-whatever years, reaching really the pinnacles of what he does in multiple other companies. I mean, it doesn't get much more successful in his industry. He consults other radio stations. He has his own stations. He runs the Blaze Radio for Glenn.
He creates programs.
He creates programs. He is a talent coach, and he has reached the pinnacle of the managerials at other companies.
Yeah.
So he gets it, right? We're having dinner, and he goes, we start talking about our motivations. And I said, I had an idea 10, 15, 20 years ago, and I worked for a company, that this has to be about making people's lives better. And I wanted our promotions to be centered around that, to be helping people help them do better in their lives. I know that's a broad statement, but just to do better. What do you need? How can I help make your life better? And the station was already successful, so we could have, you know, kind of been trendsetters with this stuff. And the people didn't get it, and I just, okay, fine. And after all that time, I realized that's where we all need to be living always. As companies, as individuals, as conservatives, as libertarians, do what we can to make the lives better of people we care about, others, whatever. I mean, that's what we're called to do as Christians. That's just a simplified way to say it. And I started talking to him about this. And he said, Doc, that's why I do this. He told me the story of being asked many years ago to downsize a guy while his newborn son was in intensive care.
Wow.
And it was a pretty ugly situation for the guy. And the guy wasn't, you know, like a manager, wasn't making great money, and was a really hard worker and a good guy. And he said, I put my job on the line back then years ago. He said, because they wanted me to fire this guy with no regard to who he is, what he was going through. It wasn't about the people. He said, and I paused and I told them, we are going to be judged on how we handle this situation. When we meet our maker, we are going to be judged on how we handle this right now. And he said, and I'm telling you right now, I'm not firing the guy. He said, I am going to do the right thing. And he said, that's what my motivations are. He said, my grandfather came to America from Italy with the stick in a bag, the bag on the stick with his clothes in the bag, slung over his shoulder. That's it. It's the Ellis Island. It's the immigrate to America because you're looking for freedom and you're looking for opportunity. You get the idea. You get the message. He said his father worked for decades in the auto industry in Michigan. So first immigrant, you know, guy immigrates here, poor, raises a son who has a steady, good, comfortable, solid, dependable job for 40 years as a first generation, able to reach that middle, upper middle class lifestyle. And his grandson reached the pinnacle of success as a business owner. And I mean, he's got, you know, a little bit of money, having, you know, owned a business and operated and been smart with his investments, to reach a whole different level, two generations. Where else can that happen? Where else can a person, not just poor, because it's not just about economics, it's not about how much money you have, it's about your status in society. In most of the world and throughout history, you're a duke or a duchess or an earl, right? Or you're a serf. Where else in the world and throughout history can a person with no money at the lowest, urchin, serf, dirty street dweller can change their life just because they have an idea and ambition? And within a generation, have your lineage become wealthy and powerful and successful. Where else can that happen? Nowhere. He said, that's why I do this. He said, when I realize that's what America is, I want to help other people become that, do that. He said, that's my motivation. That's why I work with you and other people to try to help you. How far removed is that attitude and that story from these people in Vermont? I get your motivations. You want a better life. It's horrible wherever you are. And you know what? If it's bad enough, I may even be willing to break the law and cross a border. But I'd be doing everything I could to try to get right with it and make that wrong right. You know, it was an emergency situation. I was literally going to be killed if I didn't flee. Most people, that's not the case. But even if that was the case, I'm going to do everything I can to make amends for it. And that's not just, hey, I pay my taxes, I'm a good person now. It's you did wrong there. You got a debt you got to pay. But to then go and march arrogantly that your conditions are not good enough when this country exists for the purpose of helping people and you weren't even willing to take the help on the terms the country has provided that has done so much good in the world, it's beyond arrogance. It's the ultimate arrogance. That's not caring about other people. That's not even caring about your family. That's caring about yourself. This is The Morning Blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Relief Factor is the all-natural, anti-inflammatory, helping lots of Blaze audience members and people here at the Blaze deal with their chronic pain by dealing with the inflammation. Most pain is a symptom of inflammation in our bodies, and the problem is prescribed narcotic pain relief often just masks the problem and doesn't really fix it. And then you get all the side effects that the prescription pain medication comes with. It's expensive, and it's something that you have to keep going back to the doctor. Back to the doctor and getting the prescription. Why not try something else? Try Relief Factor. Isn't it worth at least the try? You can get a 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95. That should be plenty for you to begin to see the wonderful effects of getting rid of that inflammation and pain in your body. Because most people, most new users usually see relief within 7 to 10 days. Relief Factor, this quick start pack, will give you 3 weeks for just $19.95. If you want to find out more, just go to relieffactor.com. It's relieffactor.com. You can also call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor. Alrighty, that is it, ladies and gentlemen, the end of the Morning Blaze. But before we go, as always, let's find out what we learned today. We learned $45,000 is not nearly enough money to be around Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Even for a moment.
Not even the extra five?
You get a bonus.
I would rather endorse a car driven by Michael Moore, Doc Thompson, for the new Chevy Michael Moore, than be around Kim Kardashian and Kanye West for a moment.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very...
And then pro criminal tip number 216, steal things of value. Pro criminal tip number 1239, don't wear stuff that will impede your escape. Pro criminal tip number 891, don't get videotaped committing crimes.
Are you not recycling your what you learned today?
What are you talking about?
You already said those.
I did. I always do. Where have you been? We learned that welcome in the Friday the leftovers. Show. The pro crypto.
Don't give me that whole welcome to the show.
You are. This
it's
is
the chair.
Cal.
It's the chair.
Is it that chair? I you're in Cal's is. Chair today.
It it's the chair.
Holy. Is it the light when you're maybe in that chair? I've done this forever.
It's like
we learned in the Friday leftovers. I bring you the pro criminal tip number. Okay.
Wow.
We learned face down water meditation is also known as suicide. And we learned Nance E. Pelosi is a master legislator.
Master in disguise.
Nance E. Pelosi. Kirk, spinning the dials. Radio style. Dials, text, morning. What, if anything, did you learn today?
What I learned today is I found a name for Doc's son. It's Glenn. Obviously. Glenn Thompson.
Is there a promotion in it for me? Okay.
Does it come with a check?
Son, you were named after a wonderful, wonderful thing. More money.
More. Yeah. Yeah.
You know he can hear you, right?
He's not listening to me right now. He's learned to tune me out. It's like sitting in that chair. All right. Brad Staggs, what, if anything, did you learn today?
Well, I learned that your new son will be named Hawk.
Hawk, regardless. It.
Regardless
it is.
Of
okay.
what his name is, it's Hawk. I also learned that Chris Cruz's parents loved suffixing.
They do. They're big suffixers from back in the day. Chris Cruz, what, if anything, did the listeners learn today?
Yeah, Andrew Richardson learning. Your brother goes both ways, Chris. Does it run in the family?
He does. Well, I think we know that.
Liberty Mel also tweeting out, name Doc's son. Cover all your bases, Doc. Prius Trump Spirit Thompson.
Oh, I nice. Like that. Kind of rolls off the tongue.
Yep. Yes. And finally, Doc Ship tweeting out a suggestion for you. Inigo Montoya Thompson.
Inigo Montoya.
My sister, who's now deceased, oh, yeah. I should have really told this story. She, I don't know, she was a troubled free spirit. A lot of drugs. Anyway, she comes to us one day and she goes, I'm thinking of changing my name.
Oh, boy.
And I said, really, what? She goes, Paprika.
I like that.
Out of nowhere. And then we're all like, oh, good for you. Let's just move on.
Happy.
All right. This sucks. I just realized I forgot those new numbers on procrastination.
Wow.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm leaving myself a note right now, and I'll do a Monday morning. What else do we have coming up Monday morning in the big
new
show?
New sponsors. We got big news, something about NASCAR.
Oh, this is really cool. What does Glenn have coming up on his radio program?
Friday, Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, nicely done. What is Glenn wearing today?
A big smile.
You know why?
Why?
Because he's back, baby. He's back.
He is back.
Little inside baseball, but he's back, baby.
Did you see him
The Morning Blaze is today a Chris Cruz production. Six Semper Tyrannis. Good night, Steve Cannon.
Wherever you are.
Anya, now you go home. By the way, I say that every day.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze on the Blaze Radio Network.